right, folks, so yesterday I released a video on this topic, and the thumbnail said, "It just got real." I think the title was something like, "It's getting serious now." And I really think that that was the right title, the right combination for that video. But one thing I didn't expect was for that title and thumbnail combination to, in a way, be prophetic. Things are about to get real. Things are certainly getting serious. In fact, things are about to get crazy. It's not just Texas versus the White House right now. Governor Greg Abbott versus, I was about to say Joe Biden, but whatever, I mean Joe Biden's handlers. No, it's becoming a whole lot bigger than that. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on as a massive trucker convoy, comprised of supposedly 700,000 trucks, is now heading down to the southern border to supposedly stage a protest just like the Canadian truckers did, as well as much more. We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so let's start off with this news segment right over here and then have a conversation, and I'll fill you guys in on what else is going on.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott refused to give up control of the Texas border to federal officials, saying the state will not give federal agents full access to Shelby Park today. That ignores a deadline set by the Biden administration, which is today. Instead, Abbott is installing more razor wire following a Supreme Court order allowing federal agents to start removing it. Texas now receiving support from 25 Republican governors, all backing Governor Abbott's border actions, blaming the Biden administration for the crisis.
I think the border has now reached the boiling point that you now see governors getting involved. We have a trucker convoy coming down to the border. The American people are going to have to get involved. I'm delighted to see 25 governors support Governor Abbott. And I think we're going to have to be aware that the president can federalize the National Guard, but it would be much harder if 25 governors sent their National Guard troops to the border to support Texas.
Trucker convoy, you brought this up just a moment ago. So this is called Take Our Border Back. It kicks off Monday. 700,000 vehicles, that's the prediction here. How do you keep that, well, peaceful and on track? That's a lot of trucks.
These people are committed to a peaceful demonstration that we've had enough. The American people have had enough. We're demanding that the Biden administration do its job, enforce the laws on the books, and secure our border. 8 million people during the Biden administration, that's more than the population of Ohio. This is the time for us to rise up as the American people and demand that our president do his job.
So yeah, I guess the marketing of yesterday's video, in a way, was kind of a prediction. Supposedly, hundreds of thousands of truckers are heading to the southern border in protest. And if we look at what happened during the Canadian trucker protest, we're not talking about a small event with little to no impact. The trucker convoy in Canada was mostly focused on, well, let's be real, being a nuisance in downtown Ottawa. And then it was followed a couple weeks later with a little stint in front of the border, or rather blocking border crossings between the United States and Canada. And the couple days that they were there led to billions of dollars in lost revenue. Well, imagine if this thing comes to fruition, just how significant of a protest it could be. We're talking about a protest targeting border crossings between Mexico and the United States. Shutting down movement or even impeding movement could be catastrophic. Now, the question is it justified? Certainly the people involved would tell you that it's justified. The argument on that side would probably be something along the lines of, enough is enough. We've exhausted every single option, and now that the Biden administration is actively working to subvert the Constitution and subvert the law, desperate actions must be taken and desperate actions are justified. In other words, things are about to get crazy at the southern border, and I mean, it's already in crisis mode, so imagine what that could possibly mean. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of truckers, and it's not just them. Many state governors seem to be joining the cause. At first, we saw a couple states align themselves with Texas in their fight against this lawless administration. Then people started to chime in, Donald Trump included. When I was president, we had the most secure border in history, he says. Joe Biden has surrendered our border and is aiding and abetting a massive invasion of millions of illegal migrants into the United States. Instead of fighting to protect our country from this onslaught, Biden is, unbelievably, fighting to tie the hands of Governor Abbott and the state of Texas so that the invasion continues unchecked. In the face of this national security, public safety, and public health catastrophe, Texas has rightly invoked the invasion clause of the Constitution and must be given full support to repel the invasion. Page 2. We encourage all willing states to deploy their guards to Texas to prevent the entry of illegals and to remove them back across the border. All Americans should support the common sense measure by Texas authorities to protect the safety, security, and sovereignty of Texas and of the American people. When I am president on day one, instead of fighting Texas, I will work hand in hand with Governor Abbott and other border states to stop the invasion, seal the border, and rapidly begin the largest domestic deportation operation in history. Those that Biden has let in should not get comfortable because they will be going home. Donald Trump now joins the cause, even calling on more states to join in, and this is what the picture looks like. 27 states so far have joined in what is being dubbed the Lone Star Rebellion. And so basically, I mean, I don't know what to say other than things are about to get frickin' wild. The likely scenario that we're about to see is a massive deployment of not only hundreds of thousands of trucks heading to the southern border in protest, but also possibly up to 27 states deploying their state national guard down to Texas to help deal with the invasion at the southern border. We're seeing a huge legal battle. Governor Greg Abbott is making some pretty calculated moves here, stating Texas has a constitutional right to self-defense. Here's a full statement from Greg Abbott personally. Governor Greg Abbott today issued a statement on Texas's constitutional right to defend and protect itself as President Joe Biden continues to attack Texas and refuse to perform his duties to secure the border. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now, reads the statement. President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal migrants. The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill these duties imposed by Article 4 has triggered Article 1, Clause 3, which reserves to this state the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I have already declared an invasion under Article 1, Clause 3, to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. That authority is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. And so the fight between Texas and the federal government continues. Democrats are arguing that Governor Greg Abbott is breaking the law, but it seems as though he has a different perspective. I think a lot of people have a different perspective. He's stating Texas's constitutional right to protect itself and protect its borders, and the Biden administration essentially is arguing that Texas doesn't have the right to mess with the federal government. Leftists are arguing for the federalization of the Texas National Guard. In other words, the Biden administration, I guess, doesn't believe in borders, doesn't believe in state sovereignty, and certainly doesn't believe in the rule of law, and they're attempting to use any legal measure to subvert the Constitution and disregard Texas state sovereignty. All the while making arguments that Republicans are trying to politicize this situation for political gain ahead of the next election cycle. Gavin Newsom made this argument during a fiery interview on MSNBC.
They won't touch it. They don't want to solve this problem. They want to use it for political purposes. And again, I say this as a border state governor. No one has to introduce me to this issue. Yeah. We're the largest port in the Western Hemisphere in the state of California. We live this. And I think it is a disgrace what the Republican Party is doing, what Donald Trump is doing. And this is hidden in plain sight. He sent out a tweet or some truth, whatever, saying, kill it. Yeah. And these guys are so weak. It's so pathetically weak, this Republican Party. And the new speaker said, oh, yes, sir, what else would you like us to do? We don't care about America. We don't care about our freedoms and liberties. We care about politics exclusively at the expense of the American people, because all we care about is winning for winning's sake. That is shameful.
It's Trump's fault. It's Republicans' fault that the border isn't secure. After over 3 years of attempting to lobby Joe Biden and his Democrat goons to do the right thing, why, you may ask? Well, because Republicans voted against a bill recently that supposedly, according to Democrats, would have solved the border crisis, an absolute farce. We can maybe go over that bill in detail another time, but trust me when I tell you it certainly isn't sufficient, and it's got one problem, one very glaring issue, which Gavin Newsom very conveniently omitted.
What we're doing here shows that Democrats are serious about getting Ukraine done, and Republicans are not. We're serious. We're giving them a golden opportunity to pass a proposal on border. If they vote no on the motion to proceed, it shows they are not serious about getting something done on border and on Ukraine.
As per usual, Democrats are attempting to combine multiple bills. They want to latch on funding for Ukraine onto the border bill. Republicans are refusing to play game, but apparently that's Trump's fault, and Republicans don't want to secure the border ahead of the election because it benefits them. Complete frickin' nonsense. Democrats continue to create and further enable this crisis at the southern border, and we are now starting to reach a boiling point at this point, as the Lone Star State refuses to back down. It's a pressure chamber, folks. And I think the pressure is getting a little bit too high. So that's pretty much the TLDR on everything that's going on. I tried very hard to be as neutral and fair as possible in this video. I tried to simply present the facts as they stand without really interjecting my opinion too much. If you want to know where I stand on the issue, I recorded an opinion piece yesterday. But that's pretty much what's going on. It's Democrat lawlessness as per usual. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye. We'll closely monitor this story over the next coming weeks. I'll update you guys on everything. That's what I got for you guys for this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.